No.
It's Emily Gillen and
Megan LeVan.
And today we're going to be discussing dress code
at our school.
So, Megan, do you think dress code, what do you think about dress code?
There's a lot of different opinions on dress code, but I think that, like, it depends on what it is and, like, how far they go with it, if it's, like, bad or not, like, if it's dumb what they say. Like, I think, like, certain things about, like, how short your shorts are and, like, your shorts aren't being able to be shown are, like, kind of, like, touchy subjects because, like, it just depends, you know? Anyways.
Yeah, I think that too. I definitely think that some stuff is a given. Definitely. Like, you don't need to be showing your booty cheeks. Yeah. But,
or your, like, cleavage, like, you know? But I don't really.
I really have to worry about that. But I definitely think your shoulders should not be a problem and stuff like that.
I just don't understand, like, how can a guy be like, oh yeah, shoulders? Like,
I think that's a problem. If guys are getting distracted by shoulders, there's a bigger issue.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more to worry about than shoulders or, like, oh wow, that girl doesn't look like she's wearing shorts. Like, I just think there's a lot more, like, we should be worrying about it, so to see their bra or
I think like that. Some of the CHS dress code really, like, messes with people's, like, creativity and things like that. Because some girls want to wear, like, a really cute off-the-shoulder shirt, but we can't because...
And self-confidence.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, after you get dress coded, you can, like... And I also think, like, it depends on who the person is. Like, this is kind of bad, but I think, like, depending on who the person is, some teachers,
like, taller girls.
Like, taller girls are get targeted on more girls who have, like...
Popular
cleavage
girls.
And girls who have, like... Their body types are more difficult.
And I think teachers who, like, favorited students won't get dress coded.
Yeah, I think students that are more, like, yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys. So, we're discussing dress code. I'm here with Megan LeVan and...
Corey Stumpf.
And so, Corey, what is your,
input?
What is your input on dress code? Girls... dress code and as guys, like, off a guy's perspective, I mean
some of the stuff that girls wear, like too short of, like, pants, that's wrong, but like shoulders I think is, like, not wrong.
Like, you would never be distracted by shoulders.
Like, what, you were in class, you wouldn't be like, oh my god, a girl's shoulders.
But you definitely think girls should cover their
butts
and cleavage.
Yeah. In cleavage.
But, like, shoulders, like, if you really get dress code over shoulders.
Yeah.
It's, like...
Do you think, a too long of a shirt covering shorts?
That should be fine. Because if your shirt's too long, you can't see anything anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your shorts, if your shorts go to your thumbs like they're supposed to, it should be fine.
I agree. So, what do you think... So, you're kind of mixed emotions on the whole dress code?
Yeah.
Have you ever been dress coded?
No. Have you?
Yes.
No. Oh, and also, how do you feel about, like, advertisements, like, with, like, Budweiser, like, all those kind of shirts, like, how you can get, boys can get dress coded and all that?
I feel like that's kind of a given. I don't think we need to be wearing that stuff at school, but at the same time...
I mean, it is a shirt.
It depends
what
it is.
It doesn't show that,
exactly.
Like, you're, it's not, like... Like, some people, like, their parents could work at, like, Anheuser-Busch or something. They could have, like...
Yeah, it depends what it is.
Yeah. It really depends.
But, like, so it's really, like, not that hard to wear something else.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
But, yeah.
Wait, what are the
Hello,
questions?
Hello, so we're going to ask you them. I'm here with...
Grace Raftery.
And Megan LeVan. And we're still talking about dress code. So, Grace, what's your overall... What do you overall think about dress code?
I think that... The dress code is pretty fair for the most part, besides shoulders and some shorts that we are not allowed to wear. That's ridiculous. Some Lululemon shorts.
Yeah.
And
So have you ever been dress coded before?
Yes, I have.
Talk about your experience.
Well, a teacher... I'm not gonna say what teacher dress coded me for something, and when I went
to... What were you wearing?
I was wearing a romper.
Okay.
And they said that I was just showing off too much.
And you're pretty tall, right? So...
Yeah.
It's a little unfair. You have a little unfair advantage.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of...
You have a longer, like, torso.
I thought it was kind of unfair because I saw someone else wearing something way more showy, and they didn't do anything about it.
Okay,
so... I thought that was kind of unfair.
You think that some of the shorts, what shorts do you think is, and you think shoulders are stupid. You think that we should be able to show our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that some shorts, what kind of shorts do you think we should be able to wear?
Lululemon shorts, because I don't see why volleyball girls and all the other girls, well, actually it's probably volleyball girls, they can wear those kind, they can wear legit spandex. But
so
like
games and practices?
Yeah, and they wear them around school. They wear them around school, and teachers see them. But girls get dress coded because apparently you see their butt cheeks. But legit, half the time, you can't.
And it's also different where, like, you can get a certain length on them.
Yeah.
And now we have Kaylee here. So, Kaylee, what do you think about dress code?
I don't really like it because, like, shoulders...
Do you think
really,
it...
Shoulders aren't really a big deal. I don't I don't think guys...
Oh, also, let me add in. And also, they don't... The rules... For one, they do it based on your body type. And also, some I see...
Other girls get away with it.
And I see other people get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
boys too.
Favorited...
Boys, yeah.
I think that favorited... People sometimes like off teachers, like teachers'
I'm
favorite
not being
people.
Mean here or anything, but I feel like you can express yourself and you like it's okay, it's totally okay. Like some boys that wear clothes that girls want to wear,
they express.
They get
it.
Boys that express themselves the way girls express themselves.
Do you think
they get away with it because they don't want to offend anyone?
Yeah,
because
they're
like, okay with doing it to
but
girls.
But we see more of their body parts than we're seeing of girls.
Yeah. Do you think dress code kind of hurts people's
feelings,
like creativity.
They're trying to
and they're
express
like
themselves
their
self
esteem.
Yeah.
Well, literally,
yes.
I feel like we have a school uniform
because like you'll wear that, and the next time you see it, you'll be like, ooh.
And it kind of
like
that.
Yeah,
because
like apparently, I think the ban on Lululemon and Nike is kind of stupid. Like not stupid, but like
there's no point because
Under Armour
and Adidas are all the same.
I feel like Under Armour shorts are shorter than Nike shorts, and if girls can't wear athletic shorts, they don't want to wear jean shorts because that's more of a risk of your cheeks hanging out and stuff.
How do you feel about like the how like people can get dress coded for wearing like certain logos on shirts like Budweiser?
I feel like I understand that because it's like promoting something bad, like what's safe for the weekends, but like still, it's like not like you're bringing in like a 6-pack of beer and like sharing it with them. On. It's literally just like a brand. Even if the logo is tiny, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so it's Emily Gillen and
Megan LaVand.
And after getting a couple interviews from boys and girls, we've came to a conclusion that some things on dress code
should be
changed.
Like, they should just relook at them and really like think about how like they really need to think of it more as a reality than like just because like everyone follows that rule like a lot of other schools do, but like. If you, like, know, like, you know, like, how famous people, like, they go to school, like, Florida and everything like that. Like, they don't, their dress code, like, they can show their stomachs and all those kind of things. I feel like they just need to make theirs more of a reality. Like, obviously, kids, like, really are distracted by shoulders. yes, like, I think that, like, a run that's, like, pretty normal that part should just, like, stay. Like, it's definitely, like, the logos on shirts, like, Budweiser, like, show it like those kind of relate to beer and
just like
things.
I don't think anyone's really gonna intentionally wear something very bad to school.
Yeah, and like I think like girls know like not to show up to school like lingerie.
Yeah, like school isn't somewhere. So school's in a club,
and it's like okay to like express your like self.
But
like,
yeah,
your
I think
clothing,
that like.
But I think that they also should like start like if you're gonna dress code to someone, you need to make sure you dress code to everyone else because most likely someone else is wearing the same exact thing.
Yeah, I think that they need to look at it more.
And
like if you're gonna dress code girls for wearing off the shoulder tops, you need to make sure
and, like
that,
they need to like also like make sure they're not like going after more of like taller girls or girls who are like have a longer torso or like longer legs
or favorited students
or favorite like they need to like make it more like
even
equal and everything.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that they should just let, like, I think that every athletic shorts should be, like, you should be able to wear them, but they just need to, like, take it by ear and, like, see.
Thank you.
See, like, if it's too short, it's too short. But, yeah.
That's about it.
Yep.